We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Draymond Green and Steph Curry today by the morning show, and it's interesting because we've been talking a lot about Draymond and how he helps Curry and where Curry is in the MVP race. You want to talk about how much synergy those two have. Take a listen to what Mike Brown said about Draymond and Curry, their connection on the court.
When Steph does hang up his shoes and he's given his Hall of Fame speech, I know for sure he's going to mention Draymond Green, because Draymond and Steph, they have a connection that is, again, is uncanny. I don't know if I've seen that combination before in the NBA, at least to the extent of the feel that those two have for one another. They do some stuff out on the floor, again, that together that are three and four steps ahead of what Steve Kerr and I and the rest of our staff are thinking about on the sidelines. After they make plays, we're just like, whoa, did you see that? Yeah, let's hope they do it again.
Wow. Yeah, it's called ad-libbing. It's called, you know, when you play that, when you don't call plays and you just run an offense, the options are limitless in terms of what they can do, and they're smart enough to play it. Did you, Guru and Dibs, were you hearing anything in Mike Brown's voice that, Draymond won't be making a Hall of Fame speech? Is that what you heard there, Dibs?
Steph Curry making the Hall of Fame speech. I mean, he's already putting Curry in.
Right.
Coach Brown. I mean, I'm all about crowning, but that's it? Steph's in? I mean, he's already, you know, of course he's in. I'm just kidding.
It's overrated. Steph's in. I think Klay's probably in right now.
Oh, there's no doubt.
But Draymond apparently is not in, because why would, I mean, I'd like to hear Draymond's Hall of Fame speech. That'd be a doozy.
He's getting in too.
No doubt.
He's getting in. And again, my awakening this week, or just the last couple of weeks watching Draymond Steiny, and people kind of took it the wrong way. You two helped me out here. I shortchanged him on the importance he had on the offense. And when I say offense, Steph Curry. Now some could say, where you been? You've been asleep at the wheel. But I thought what Mike Brown just said about Steph and Dre, I thought, where does Klay fit with that? You know, and I don't want to compare and contrast, but what Dre does is help get Steph off in easier looks. Dre's the quarterback of the offense. And my point last week and this week was, I think he's getting undersold, Dre, the importance of how he helps Steph get off, Dibs, as opposed to what he just does defensively. I'm not shortchanging him defensively, Steiny. I now see the light on how important he is offensively, not just for Steph, this team.
Right, but especially for Steph, I think. And Steiny mentioned it last week where Draymond had 16 assists, 9 of them to Steph Curry.
Yeah.
9 buckets for Curry off of Draymond Green, and a lot of those are just the little the dribble handoffs, the DHOs that Saintly talks about.
Nice.
And, you know, all the other clever little plays where Draymond, what I like to call the pitch and pick, where he just pitches it back and turns his booty into the defender and Steph gets that 28-footer off. Those are unguardable. Like you said, Steiny, the options out of a seemingly broken floor offense are limitless when you're not just, okay, when you're running the old flex where you pass, screen away, the double screen, you swing around. It's limitless when you play free form.
Let me ask you this real quick.
Do we need
Steiny.
The truck sound, Goo, for that?
No, because I'm about to ask you something else. Look at Kyle saying, yeah, no.
Yeah, it sounds like we need the truck sound about the Draymond. You,
I'm so misunderstood.
But
man,
remember, Goo, there were callers saying you're a Draymond hater. You're hard on Draymond. You killed him. Gogan, he only scored 4 a game, and now all of a sudden he's Steph Curry's
caddy.
You got to
keep it in perspective. You got to keep it in perspective. I was saying, and I was yearning for him to do more offensively. I never was throwing rocks at his portfolio of what he's built defensively. But now I said to hell with just the defense, give this man Dibs his flowers for what he's doing offensively for Steph without putting up numbers. And that's all I was saying. So there's no need for the back up the truck. What I was going to ask you real quick here is, why wouldn't Dre be a Hall of Famer? That would be the committee or people that are short-sighted saying, oh, the game's all about offense. And I know that won't happen. And when his name comes up and that package, his portfolio is to be reviewed, Dibs, I think there's no way a guy, I'll say if he ends with 3 rings and a DPOY, and the way the NBA, they let you in the Naismith, I don't think he doesn't make it. I think he's already in.
I'm sorry, how many members of Springfield average single, single, and single? How many triple single members are there in our Hall of Fame? And I know it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, so it's a little bit different. Baseball has always been about the numbers. Omar Vizquel, those are empty numbers. Career numbers, 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 numbers. Basketball's not like that. But do we have anyone, Steiny, in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame who's averaged a triple single? I believe Rodman for his career averaged more than 10 bounds a game. But
I don't think so. Dick Vitale, maybe,
wrong,
when he
Goo.
Played
oh,
at
it's
the University
awesome,
of
baby.
Detroit.
Well, and this coach is –
Diaper Dandy!
I had to clear the rave. No, it's – oh, wow! Even the Russian judge gave you a 3. That was good. That was good.
For Diaper Dandy?
That. Yeah, if you give him a 3.5 collectively, you got to cut that and add it to the Goo repertoire.
I've got Rodman at 13 rebounds a game for in his career.
Thank you, Kyle. As I was saying, and I appreciate you bolstering my argument, find me a guy who's averaging a triple-single who's in the Hall of Fame, and don't miss up in 10 minutes, Guru's Lock du Jour.
Oh.
The lock of the day, baby. It's awesome, baby.
Thanks,
Dibs.
Thanks,
Dandy.
Dibs, I got to double back to you again because I sound like I'm talking to myself. So what would keep him out, the points, or would you look at what he meant to his team during the time that they were the best team in the league and also on his best year, the DPOY?
Yeah.
What would keep him out? Numbers.
The
is
numbers,
what you're...
yeah, the numbers. And again, I'm of the mind that he is in the Hall of Fame, but I'm also somebody who thinks Andre Iguodala is a Hall of Famer. And I think that, you know, with Iguodala coming to Chase Center tonight, maybe we shine the light on his case, but his numbers, just his raw numbers, are better than Draymond, and his accolades, he's a gold medalist. He scored more in college than Draymond Green did. If you just compare resumes, Iguodala to Green, I think there's an interesting comp there, Steiny.
It's interesting. Iguodala's MVP in the finals is huge.
Man,
it's going to be huge
everything.
For him.
Huge.
And obviously the college careers are taken into account. Draymond Green's got a gold medal, doesn't he? Did he play on an Olympic team?
Yep.
Nice deal. Whoa, I thought that was E-40. D-40. Yeah.
So that's gonna help his case. Draymond's probably a 3 or 4 time All-Star. I got to – speaking of double back. We talked a lot about Draymond Green and you were hemming and hawing about he can't score, and terrible offensively. And then I said, Goo, there's more to offense than scoring. And I said, you know, think of how he makes it easier for Curry. Think about his screen setting. And now all of a sudden you're saying, boy, what Draymond does for Curry. I mean, can I get any credit for that?
No, I give you credit, but it's still my take, and I'm still yearning for him to break out offensively. And now I found out, because we've been on note, you know, we've been told, you know, he's coming into shape. So what I yearn for can still happen. what happened also too, Steiny, is an explosion from number 30. And now I'm watching, well, who lit the match for the explosion? And I'm giving Dre credit in defending him because I feel like some people just look at his impact defensively. And I could be talking to myself, but I've come over. I'm backing the truck up. I still think there's, room for him to elevate his offense. But offensively, that passing is not going unnoticed. That's all.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And is it because I noticed it?
No, it's because I noticed it.
Kyle, help me out here.
A Draymond, a Draymond hater. I just was saying he can do more offensively. That was all.
All righty. On the other side, we're going to sprinkle in some NFL offseason news, including possible movement at the top of the draft. Is that true? Also, Guru's Lock of the Day coming up next. You do not want to miss it. You got to ride the goo, and that's coming up right on the other side.
Now for the Exergen temperature check. It's 62 degrees and sunny, getting warmer in Oakland.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we're going to be here till 2 o'clock. Pass it along to Damon Ratto and Kolsky. And don't forget tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off between the Golden State Warriors and the Miami Heat. Pre-game also right here on 95.7 The Game. J.D., Ryan Covey, and Jim Barnett.
I respect
Jim Barnett that. Will have it for you. I really enjoy listening to those three guys on the post-game and pre- and post-game, and certainly the road games without Jim. I like J.D. and Covey doing a nice job. Bringing the energy for the Golden State Warriors. And, I mean, we're going to get to Guru's pick here in a second. But the one thing I was thinking as an overview here for the Golden State Warriors season, this team is fun. It's fun. It's interesting. I actually have found myself, guys, looking forward to every game. And I just want it to continue like this. I want the Warriors to continue to kind of play for something. I'm rooting for health because I felt like, guys, we got cheated last year when Curry got hurt and we had no way of finding out how good that team was, and they ended up being lousy. I just want everybody to be relatively healthy this year so you can look at this team and by the end of the year say, okay, this is what we got, whatever that may be, Dibs.
Yeah, and it's going to be a myriad of answers to that very question. You'll know about Oubre Jr., and you will have seen Wiggins. Now, you still won't know about Wiggins and Clay, and that's going to be intriguing, but you'll know pretty sure if Oubre Jr. is here past the deadline. You'll know by the end of the year how they feel about him and whether or not they want to extend his bird rights and keep him. Draymond and Steph are going to be who they are. Wiseman's development is an ongoing fascination. And then the bench mob, your Bazemore, Wanamaker, you don't know how long they'll be here, but you feel good about Pascal, and then, you kind of look at the other pieces and you look toward the future. I'm with you, though, Steiny. These games have been super fun to watch, and tonight included. You don't know what you're going to get. You feel like it's going to be a good, close, competitive game tonight against Miami.
Yeah, and the other thing.
F-U-N.
Yeah, the other thing is, I'm finding myself saying, what's he going to do tonight? What's Curry going to do tonight? I mean, the way he is shooting the ball this year is just, you know what it is, Dibs? It's a joke. It's a joke how Curry's shooting the ball from beyond that three-point line. Just absolutely incredible. Never thought anybody could ever shoot it like that. All right, Guru's on a hot streak. Let's bring in our main man, Kyle, for Guru's Lock of the Day.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Guru's Lock of the Day brought to you by BetQL. Get more information before you place your bets. Check out BetQL.com, an awesome website that uses data and simulations to help you be a better. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Last night, Guru had the Blazers -5 at the Thunder. Here's how that went.
8 to shoot. Damian Lillard sizing up Dort.
Step back, deep three, paint it!
Yeah, Dame's three with 1:44 left extended the Blazers' four-point lead to 7, and they held on to cover the 5 points in a big way. Got scary there at the end, Goo, but you moved to 5-1.
Yeah, I like that highlight, too. Let's get down. I got the same notebook, fellas. I keep it until I lose. And tonight's lock, we go down to SoCal. Utah playing the Los Angeles Clippers. Something's up with this line. -3.5, Utah. And there is no Paul George or Kawhi Leonard. And again, I mentioned the Clippers beat Miami. It was close. I just think that that was the best they can do without these two stars. And tonight, Utah guys, I mean, 23-5. I don't know if they're real. They look real. But 3.5? I got the Jazz tonight to try to get to 6 wins, Dibs. I think this is a lock. I like this.
Man, should I think about calling my 401ks and liquidating all assets, Goo?
Do it. Do it. Donovan Mitchell, they're sending messages, man. It ain't just him either.
We can ride the Goo. Are you that? You know what, Goo? I can't believe I'm saying that, but kind of hearing what you're selling a little bit. Are we sure? Are we sure Paul George
positive,
and Kawhi
O-U-T.
Are not playing?
O-U-T, like the third out of a baseball game. O-U-T.
Something's fishy. Something's fishy here.
I've done all my research. I went to different sites. Like, they're out.
Huh.
And again, 21-8 the Clippers are, but Kennard, Lou Williams, they're playing good. Zubac and Morris had 40 points, but they don't beat Utah tonight.
I tell you what, I may jump on that.
Dibs, real quick, I'm mad at you. I text Kyle last night after I won,
boy.
And I'm like, Kyle, you can get some chicken out, because he's betting $5. He's betting until we lose. Yeah. And is excited, and I'm eating my brisket. You know, I still have a brisket. We made it last night. And he goes, yeah, I did that with Dibs' soccer lock, tennis lock. You forgot to get that to me. I could have made some more chicken.
Yeah, you're welcome, though, because I didn't give you today's either. I gave the good people Juventus in the Champions League, and, they're down 2-0 in the 64th minute. And
I gave
the good people Sevilla. And, yeah, they scored first, but Haaland has answered, and Dortmund leading Sevilla 3-1. So I didn't give you yesterday's winners, but I didn't give you today's losers.
Okay.
Choke artist.
Yeah, because we're in some trouble. We're in some trouble in Europe here today, Goo. So I'm not hot like you. Hashtag ride the Goo. Hope you get to 6-1. And I'd hate to throw some chicken on the Jazz, because if you lose, you'll be 5-2, and I'll be feeling some kind of way tomorrow.
Yeah, but the head will still be up. Steiny, I see you thinking, like, what's wrong with this picture? Like, Clippers ain't beat Utah. I mean, they could, but I'll take it.
Yeah, the 818 agrees. The 818 saying something's fishy. And then the 510, of course, right underneath it says, I'll be going the other way, Goo.
All right, we're going to get enough of that. Yeah, we're going to get enough of that other way. Stay hot now.
Yeah, it's interesting, Goo. What are you, 5-1 or 6-1? 5-1.
5-1.
Wow. Okay. All right. We teased during the break that there's some football news out there. And I kind of want to talk about it, because it feels like everything, at least peripherally, is kind of attached to the San Francisco 49ers. And the one piece of news is Richard Sherman ain't coming back. It's been reported by a lot of people. I guess they're not reporting it as it's a done deal, but Richard Sherman has essentially said it's unlikely. And we've had some good conversations, but I can see the writing on the wall. No Richard Sherman for the San Francisco 49ers, Dibs. And that defensive secondary is going to need an upgrade.
And some name tags, because come time for camp, it's going to be hey, nice to meet you. I'm the new corner. I thought I was the new corner. I thought you were the new safety. Who's playing nickel? Well, he'll probably be back, but you get the point, though, about possible revolving door and who's running the show. The coordinator's gone too, and I know there's been changes across the entire staff. And you know, for Richard Sherman, you shake his hand, you thank him for all he's done for you, and you wish him the best and in greener pastures, because you can't afford to pay everybody you want to bring back. And Sherman's at the point in his career where if he can get one last big payday elsewhere, he should be able to do that, and he will.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Donnie, I don't like it, and I don't like it just from this vantage point. I know they lost Sala. He doesn't play an actual defensive position, but, I mean, there's so much tape on what this great defense did the last year and a half. I look at Verrett, and if – I mean, we had jokes about him, at least I did, calling him burnt toast, and this guy now is arguably your best defensive back. I just wonder how much of that had to do with the tutelage of Richard Sherman. And Dibs, I just wonder how much money was he really asking for? And Bosa's coming back, and if you think this defense is going to mirror what you had 2 years ago, why wouldn't you just have a vision of Sherman along with Verrett right then and there? You got action. You got Ward at the safety position. But I guess they're going a different route, and maybe I'm looking at Sherman that, you know what, Steiny, a lot of his success, not last year because I know he missed games, was reputation-wise, and the Niners just feel like, you know, if you do go at him, maybe he can be had more now than ever. But I think this is a bigger loss than a lot of people think.
He's kind of Kyle. Maybe this is too strong.
Niners wire.
A little bit of a shell of himself. Richard Sherman. I mean, come on, he was human the last year or two.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's getting old. I think he's still going to be an effective player, but I think he's going to get overpaid, which is not something the 49ers can afford to do.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Kyle.
So he's going Kyle's for brilliant. The money then. Okay.
Well, you got to go for the money when it's your last contract, I would think. Especially if you're a guy like Richard Sherman who's going to – you know what? He's going to get paid, Dibs, for who he is. Like, he's going to go onto some team's defense and be more important than just his value on the field.
As he was here when he came to the 49ers and he gave you that certain amount of gravitas and he – help to provide leadership for players like Fred Warner and for Nick Bosa, showing them what a professional defensive player looks like. And he gave credibility to Robert Saleh and what Robert Saleh was trying to run. And all of a sudden, this defense had real identity. And they were the reason, the bigger reason, why this team went to the Super Bowl. And if you're Richard Sherman, you've come here and you did what you needed to do. You showed that, for the most part, you're healthy and durable, last year notwithstanding. And you know, you're in the twilight of your career. This is going to be the last contract, most likely, the last time you go to a new team, and so you can let it all hang out. And if you're the Niners, you want to turn the page anyway, so it's a good time to part ways.
I mean, he's a little bit like Durant without the superstardom and the title. You got to, like, that's the way I view Durant. You know, he came here for 3 years, and he helped us, and he elevated the defense, and he just moved on. And what'd you say? Wish him, shake his hand and wish him good luck.
Yeah.
And then say,
you know what?
Hit the pike.
I look at a defense, and these are teams that I think are close, like the Browns or even the Cowboys. If they were to get the likes of Richard Sherman, it ain't just on the field that would propel the defense. It's just his knowledge and everything you talked about. So I'm eager to see where he's going, but I got to add this because I'm going to ask you two real quick here. A lot's been made when we talk Niners. What are they going to do at the quarterback position? I get it. Let's just say they bring Jimmy back. But what are they doing with their first pick in the draft? Like, I haven't comprehended what their biggest need is. Have you? Because I could see them go O-line. But if you're going to pay Trent Williams all that money to protect a non-mobile quarterback, or do you go get somewhat of a mobile quarterback and shortchange it there? Get, you know, free. I don't know, but can you? Are you like 100% confident, Steiny and Dibs? You know what this team needs with their first draft pick, their number one pick.
I mean, there's two things there. What do you think they need, and then what do you think Shanahan and Lynch think they need? If I had a bet right now on the position, that's a good little question there. I would say they'll go O-line with the number 12. I just feel like they don't think they can ever have enough of those guys. I got O-line. That's the position I would bet that they're gonna take.
I'm going corner because when you go O-line, you want to go tackle. And if you bring back Trent Williams, then your need for a tackle is not emergent, so to speak. And you don't want to go guard at 12. And you need guard help. And you may need a center depending on the health of the position. So I think if you're gonna make the pick at number 12, and the Trevor Lawrence news, I think, is interesting on whether or not that could shake up the top of the NFL draft. But the name that I've kind of latched on to, and I stole it from one of the various mocks, Patrick Surtain the second.
Baller.
Son of a lockdown corner himself. So if you can get a lockdown corner, you got him for team control for 4 plus a fifth-year option, you're loving that at 12.
Yeah, and because you don't let Sherman go and not replace him. So I'm with you with that, Dibs. I kind of feel that would be the way to go.
Well, I wonder if Trent Williams' price tag is going to be too high. And is it within the realm of possibility that they don't re-sign Williams and then draft a tackle? Is that – and then you save some money that way? You don't like that, Goo?
Yeah, well, the only reason I don't like it is then you put Jimmy, a guy that's had injury history, in harm's way with the Wiseman treatment of your new lineman, hoping he's up to speed when you know you had the guaranteed security of Williams. Yeah, it'll cost, but it also keep guys off your quarterback, Dibs.
Porn star Jimmy.
Dibs.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't either, but then again.
I never said it.
Porn star Jimmy.
He did. He did get
it's
a
Stephen A. And it's I'm doing my Stephen A. Because I
oh no, that
hilarious.
Was three crimes, Tim.
The guy
Take
dates
five.
A porn star once, and he gets so dubbed with the moniker. If you're gonna bring back Jimmy Garoppolo, and you want to protect him, I think you re-sign Trent Williams. And if it costs you $20 million, then that's what you pay because left tackles are hard to come by, and you're gonna throw a rookie in. So what? You're gonna move McGlinchey, who was a little bit shaky at times in pass pro. As we go inside football, great on the run, but shaky in the pass protection. And you're going to put a rookie at right tackle?
Yeah, that's
yikes.
Bad. Yeah.
Hmm.
What
looks
about
like.
Kyle? Go ahead, Stein.
Well, just real quick, and Kawhi Leonard upgraded to questionable for tonight's game against Utah.
See, boy, I tell you, man.
Usually
you
I kid around about that, but that is a legitimate piece of news. Coming in. Kawhi Leonard upgraded to questionable. What were you going to ask about Kyle, Goo?
No, our Kyle, he put a great footnote on there about Sherman. Thought he would follow him to the Jets, follow Salah to the Jets. I could totally see that. The Jets ain't close to winning nothing.
No, but if they have the most money, that's probably a place where Sherman will go.
Greed,
And by the way, Dibs, my sources, my NFL sources on the text line are saying Surtain guaranteed to go to the Denver Broncos at 9. Surtain.
Okay.
Surtain. Where'd he go to college, by the way?
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, did he? I thought he went to Wisconsin.
It's Bama.
He transferred.
Roll Tide.
Of course.
Roll
Tide.
Yeah,
more
bad.
Funny if neither one of us knows, Spadone. That's why we play dumb sometimes. God.
And we do it on purpose, too. We know.
Daddy played on the Dolphins. Yeah, Daddy played on the Dolphins.
Yeah, and Spadone, for the eighth time, and my brother's an Alabama season ticket holder, so I'm all over there. I know. Yeah. I pay attention to them. They've won some national titles. Thank you very much. Dibs, you were talking about Trevor Lawrence. Injury was non-throwing shoulder. Anyway, this impacts the top of the draft.
Nice uptick. I think it could. And if Jacksonville is looking at, maybe you look at it and you say, okay, non-throwing shoulder, we're going to go ahead and take him anyway. It's a draft and stash, and you bring him back whenever he's ready. But, Guru, I've had a torn labrum in my non-throwing shoulder, my left shoulder. I was playing soccer in my socks in the fraternity house, and I tried to chip one from the corner to my boy Kenny Flamer, who was breaking toward the front, and I slipped and landed on my arm and tore my labrum, and it's never been the same. So I love this, too, where they talk about, the surgery was a success. He'll be at 100% in time for training camp. Well, first of all, he'll never be at 100% again. The surgery involves a plate that they put in your shoulder, and then they basically they tie your labrum back to where it should be, back and to the right, back and to the right, Steiny. So your shoulder will never be 100% again. He'll be activating metal detectors, and it's going to hurt during the rainy season. Now, he could still be a good NFL quarterback, but it made me think maybe Jacksonville looks to trade down. Somebody else, if you say, oh, we still love Lawrence, he'll be at 100%. Okay, maybe you trade back a couple spots, a la the 49ers, pick up additional draft capital, and take Justin Fields out of Ohio State or Zach Wilson out of BYU. Just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and Dibs, you and I have a lot in common. We've both kind of been through the ringer. As you know, I had a dystectomy infusion, two of them in my neck. Yeah, just nothing big. It's just a neck surgery. Dibs, they have to go. I mean, and Goo, they have to go through the throat to get to them. It's not a big deal, but it's like when you have a Goo. Did you ever get into a car accident? Hopefully,
yeah, you almost died. Yeah.
Well, famously. I didn't want to. I didn't want it to go. No, but
that's a great story, though. Yeah. Great story. Yeah.
I heard
know
that
what's
one.
Great about.
No, it's great because you live. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to steal your story. But
car caught on fire on 80, Steiny. Lady called me an angel. I walked out of the car. Back window didn't shatter. It shattered. It didn't crack. And I felt some wind. Car upside down, catch it on fire. And I felt a breeze and something like a little kid playing with his Tonka toy, whatever. I just climbed out the back of the car as my car was on fire, and I was on 80, 2 in the morning. And people called me an angel. And
but wait, more. There's more to the story. So then, as he's fleeing the wreckage, seemingly unhurt, adrenaline surging everywhere, didn't another vehicle come upon the crash and like spiral through the air and barely miss you?
A UPS truck, I don't know what it was doing out this late, didn't see my car and everybody that had stopped. And I was like coming from work at the game back at the old station.
Grinding,
I was like Derek Jeter at second at shortstop. My car was coming towards me on fire, and I honestly had to jump out the way, and it caught my car caught my foot, and I flipped. True story. Flipped over the
over the guardrail.
You know how 80 got the rail. I flipped on the other side and landed like the Lord dropped me out of the sky. I had a hematoma. I still got it on my left side, Steiny, and I survived. Had to go to Davis. I survived that, couldn't walk for about 2 weeks, and that's when the Niners played the Seahawks in the NFC Championship in Seattle, and Richard Sherman, you know, remember that old
you mad?
Thing he had
you mad,
with,
bro?
Yeah, you mad? Yeah. Watch
so
that a
you
million
got,
times.
You left. You got out of the car while it was moving.
No,
Steiny. It was stopped.
So he gets out of the car, and as he's, like, collecting himself, I feel like I'm there. I've heard this story a few times, and I love this story. Because it's only a great story because you may or may not have survived. My sources are telling me you lived. So he's just standing there seconds after a UPS truck comes and hits his vehicle that's already upside down. The vehicle is now a projectile.
Coming towards me on the sideline now.
I'll take it from
and
here.
And we had to
like
get out
there.
The way. Oh, go ahead.
So
sorry,
he sees his vehicle flying toward him. He dives out of the way. The vehicle
caught
clips his leg. Yeah, catch him. I'll take it from here. Catches his foot. He flies over the center divide and lands on the freeway of cars going the other way. So now he's got to get up out of the fast lane and avoid being run over by a car traveling 70 miles an hour westbound. So it was really three accidents in one.
Yeah. They called me an angel. Yeah. And the lady that got that was involved in it, I watched her get in the accident after me. So it's like I'm watching this in slow motion. She's okay. It could have been she could have been like me out of here. She's hugging me crying. And the ambulance comes and they're like, everybody okay? And the adrenaline had me like, oh, I'm okay, yeah. And then, Steiny, the adrenaline wore off. Your boy, I couldn't even raise my hand. That I was like, I need to go see somebody. And they cut off my clothes in Davis, told me I had a fractured sternum and all this stuff, and none of that was true. And when it was said and done, I went back to Davis to tell the nurse, you need to be relieved of your duties because I could hear her tell me she thought what I broke. And I was like, I ain't going to be able to play catch with my sons or even walk for that matter. And she's telling me while she's taking my clothes off what's all bad And by the grace of God, none of that ended up being true, Dibs. Why would you share with me the bad news? And I'm sitting there thinking like, oh, I'll never, you know, anyway.
You'll never scratch your butt again with that arm, sir. Yeah.
I don't want to gloss over all that, but the You Mad Bro thing with Richard Sherman was actually week six against the Patriots in 2012.
No, the Aaron Andrews, when they tipped they got the interception against in the NFC Championship. What was that line?
That remember, was she goes, you mad at me?
I mean,
and all that
the most chime in producer history right there.
Yeah,
that's one for, you know, in the fifth quarter.
I was going Aaron
Andrews,
D. Sherman.
We could have broken that one down in the film room. Man.
I sent you the picture of the car, Stoney. I still got a picture of the car, man. It's incredible.
I still have a lot of questions, but I guess we should move on.
Stoney, you remember that Brady Bunch where
I just don't get it.
One of the Bradys hit that guy, and he shows up with a neck brace, and they painstakingly go through how it happened. One day, I'll draw it up for you. We'll get a couple of toy cars, and I'll show you. Because I wasn't there. I feel as if I was. Though,
I was.
The way he describes it, and I know exactly what he's talking about when accidents happen, when cars collide, there's an accident, and then invariably at that hour, there's a second accident.
Right. Mm. Well, two things, Dibs. The Brady Bunch you're talking about, I remember, I think Mike Brady threw a pencil behind the guy at the trial, and he moved
his
head.
Briefcase.
Yeah. It was a briefcase. Loud, but then the
I was
going to
say, Kyle, why don't you jump in and correct that? But you were negative 18 years old when that episode aired, so I don't expect you to know that.
And that car snafu, not to be confused with the one where Greg was looking at the album cover while he was driving Peter Brady. And Peter Brady, of course, dropped the dime on Greg, and Greg then got grounded. And Bobby, I think he had to be a butler at that point. Basically, had to do anything great.
I'm going to get the title of that episode.
Nor was that the time where, in the car, when Bobby was the third wheel on Greg's date and he opened the umbrella while Greg was trying to close the sunroof and it caused a rip in the soft top.
Yeah.
Car calamities on the Brady Bunch. 888-957. Please don't call.
What a show.
Back to the
what
nine.
A show. And here's two guys to throw your way, J.J. Watt and Von Miller. How about those two guys? I hear J.J. Watt's got some interest in or has interest in Cleveland. Von
What's
Miller?
Cost, though? Von Miller, I'm in on. I think he's a difference maker.
Last
he's got
year.
A lot left in the tank. But J.J. Watt, I hope your price tag has come down. Like, you've humbled yourself. You ain't going to try to break the bank going to a new team, because if you're not, maybe the Niners could be in on them, Dibs.
That's the thing. I think you'd rather have Von Miller than J.J. Watt for this team, assuming that both have enough left to really help you. To find a pass rusher opposite Nick Bosa in free agency, extremely hard, especially with the salary cap constraints. You don't have a ton of cap room, but that to me, just in a vacuum, is more the player you're looking for than J.J. Watt.
Yeah, that's a good call. There's also another another interesting tidbit I'll throw at you right after this, but I want to remind everybody, if you want to win a new car, you got a shot at it right here on 95.7 The Game. It's your chance to score a BMW from BMW of San Francisco. All you have to do is go to scoreabmw.com right now to register. That's scoreabmw.com. Then on Wednesday, February 24th, we'll pick one registrant at random, and you're going to get a chance to guess the final score of the Golden State-Los Angeles game on February 28th. If you guess the score correctly, you win a 2020 BMW from the BMW of San Francisco dealership. Regardless of the outcome, the person picked wins an authentic Dubs jersey. For more details, you can go to 957thegame.com. All presented by BMW of San Francisco, the ultimate BMW center in the ultimate city. Howard and South Van Ness and BMWSF.com. Here's the last thing I wanted to throw at you guys football-wise. Adam Peters, the 49ers vice president of player personnel, and this is going to deserve a goo. Woo! He was checking out Trevor Lawrence, I think, at his pro day. Or some of his teammates. Man. Some of his teammates.
Well,
that got a lot of 49er fans a little wound up.
Wow.
Goo.
Could you
Trevor
imagine
Lawrence.
If they were somehow to climb up and I mean, what would you give away to get that number one spot and Lawrence would be your new quarterback? That would be what you call dibs a shocker in the streets.
It would be, but especially because you don't have a ton of draft capital. But I think the idea, there's two things here in play. One, the shoulder surgery didn't affect his pro day. Apparently he was throwing frozen ropes all over the field, and it happened a day before the surgery. So I'm not saying that Lawrence is going to plummet down to you at 12. I don't think that's very feasible. But the other thing is what you've harped on so many times, Guru, as it pertains to the Hall of Famer John Lynch and the boy genius Kyle Shanahan. It's, oh, they passed on Deshaun Watson. They didn't do their due diligence. Yeah. They didn't even take a look at the kid. Well, now they're taking a look at Trevor Lawrence. So if, in fact, Lawrence is available at 12 for whatever reason, maybe he has a setback in his rehab, and the Niners pass on him, at least they would have gone to see him. So people like you, the naysayers, the haters, you can't hate on them doing their homework.
Yeah, good. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I didn't like how the naysayers, the haters, the jackals. But anyway, I get it. It comes
jackals.
With the territory. Yeah, it comes with the territory. I'm just eager at some juncture before Kyle's done with the Niners. We're going to find out. The chickens are going to come home. The quarterback chickens are coming home to roost. So we can see who he thinks is, you know, the Halle Berry of quarterbacks. And right now, you know, we think it's Kirk Cousins, but I'm talking about a youngster. And all he has on his ledger right now, I don't care when he was drafted in what round, Steiny, it was C.J. Beathard. That's a strike or a foul ball. I don't know. That wasn't good. So hopefully we're going to find out here shortly who he deems worthy of getting that moniker as being the next QB1 for the Niners.
You know, one thing I don't want the Niners to do is, like, take a quarterback in the fourth or fifth round and, oh, we're going to groom it. And let me tell you something. That's something where I know Guru's got to agree with me. You don't want a fifth round. Hey,
there'll be no expectations.
Jimmy Johnson from the University of Southern Connecticut, he's got a high ceiling, a lot of people say. He played Division I AA. Yeah, I'm not for that at all.
Well, they've got Josh Rosen already signed.
Ooh,
so
man.
There's your, you know, if you're looking at a project – there's
right.
your guy. So I think you're looking at – it's looking more likely that it's going to be Garoppolo, Rosen, and Beathard coming back as your QBs 1-3. Mullins is a – he's restricted free agent, and I don't think that you're necessarily – you're going to get a ton of offers for him. I can't see them bringing Mullins and Beathard back.
Right.
I think you'd be more comfortable with Beathard as your three. Let he and Rosen compete to be the two, QB2, and Garoppolo gets another shot at it. That's the most likely scenario.
Right.
And, unless, something crazy happens and one of those top quarterbacks is available at 12, then it's a different conversation.
The thing I'm curious about is Josh Rosen any better than Nick Mullins? If that's the way you're going to go with your backup quarterback.
Let's just say this. I answer that question real quick, Stoudy. What were they supposed to be coming out of college? What did the so-called experts have? Mullins coming out of college,
right?
And Rosen. Rosen was supposed to be the chosen one.
Does that matter? Dead serious.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but that was that 3 years ago.
In the evaluations. You know, Mullins, I'm not hating on Mullins. Rosen got picked where he got picked. He was supposed to be the franchise, Stoudy.
Well,
so
there were quarterbacks picked in front
ears.
Of Brady, and 3 years later, it probably didn't matter is all I'm saying. Like,
but how many times does that happen is where I'm going. Like Tony Romo, he wasn't valued coming out, and look what career he ended up having.
No, I got you.
How many Bradys are there out there? Not a lot, Dibs. I can tell you how many Elways are out there, Montanas.
Well, I think it matters to the extent that you're going to get a third, a fourth, and a fifth chance as opposed to an undrafted free agent. Because, coming out, it was Rosen, it was Darnold. They were both highly touted, the two Southern California kids, the UCLA, the USC. And then it turns out Rosen fizzled and Darnold hasn't had a chance to sizzle. And you're not totally ready to give up on either. But I think they get additional chances because of where they are drafted.
I think you're right about that. But my feeling is, like, if you're looking at a position in any sport, And the guys are 25 years old, and they were drafted 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, I don't know. Like, does it matter right now that Wiggins was the number one pick? Only insofar as, you know, if he was the number 20 pick, people would be like, yeah, Wiggins is a nice pick at 20. Nice, nice player. But at number one, that's a little bit different of a story.
It'll always follow him.
Yeah. Well, I think basketball, it's more about contract and what you're looking at from a contract standpoint. You know, if Wiggins was in the final year of his deal, you'd feel differently about Andrew Wiggins as a piece on your team than you do knowing he's got 3 or 4 years left.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing the Miami Heat play the Warriors tonight. Jimmy Butler coming to town. Guru, what's going on with your headset? It's very distracting. What's he doing there? What do you got, bro?
I was so dialed in, I didn't even see it slip. I felt it, but
I'm different.
Yeah, Bringing it home.
Okay. You looked like the LeVar Burton character on Deep Space Nine when he had the band over the eyes. Yeah. Not Data, who was the robot guy. I can't remember what.
Geordi LaForge, and you're thinking of Star Trek The Next Generation.
I hated that. I love Star
Trek. That's who LeVar Burton played? He played Geordi LaForge?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chief engineer.
And who was the captain, the bald guy? There's only one Captain Kirk.
That was Jean-Luc Picard. I know that.
Yeah, he was the worst. Yeah. Give me William Shatner with the head full of hair. I didn't
Bad take.
What movie are you guys talking about?
Talking about
Star
a show.
Star Trek The Next Generation. I wasn't in on that whole crew. I didn't like them. Give me Spock, Dr. McCoy.
I didn't like those triangular ears those guys had. It was unsettling as hell, to tell you the truth. I didn't like that even a little bit.
Back to Star Wars.
I don't like the shot at bald guys that Guru just took, to be totally honest with you.
I got a fresh cut myself, too.
Yeah, it looks great.
Thank you, Kyle.
I love you guys. Come on now.
I'm just sitting here in the Yoon with my perfect waves, taking shots at bald people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's once again.
Playoff,
now you can't do that, Goo. We got 2 or 3 minutes left, and we need you. I mean, it's crunch time right now. You cannot go Andrew Wiggins. Please don't go Andrew Wiggins.
You know I never do that. Go ahead.
Choke artist.
This doesn't count on your lock of the day, but give me a prediction on this Warrior Heat game tonight. This is not this, you know, you're 5-1 is separate. This is just us talking. What do you think tonight? Dubs Heat, final score, what do you got?
I mean this with my core. Warriors 101, Heat 97. I still will not let the Heat off the hook for losing that Clipper game without the stars. And to me, you got Steph on a roll. You got Dre. You can win this game.
Stein?
He's on the fence.
Oh, no kidding. You know what? I'm gonna take the Heat in this game, and it's
wow.
Just look at those names that are still playing for the Heat. That's still a good team. They've had some COVID issues. This is gonna be a nice. Put it this way. I think the Heat are gonna win. But if the Warriors win, it's a damn nice win for the Warriors. And I think it will mark something where we got to go, hey, Warriors, Dibs.
Yeah. 106-100, the Heat. I think that you're right. And Bobby Fitz scared me with all the names when he rattled them off on our very program. So I'm with you, Steiny. If it's a win, it's a birdie on the scorecard. If you lose, it's not a bogey. It's a par where you had 12 feet and you left the putt short.
Yeah,
hey, real quick, we love Fitz, but the last time he told us he was worried about a game, I think the Warriors won by the 20, Diz. Remember?
Yeah.
He goes, I'm concerned about this one. So
I think it was the Spurs' second game.
The Spurs, there you go.
When they beat him by like 39 or something like that. All right, Damon Radden with Kolsky next at 3:45. They got Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area Giants writer. Then they have Heat radio voice Mike Inglis. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.